ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Scientists in Australia and the US have used a new technique in gene editing to try to rescue the northern quoll from near extinction. The quoll's population in northern Australia has plunged about 75% in the past decade because it lacks resistance to cane toad poison. Now, scientists from an animal de-extinction company in the US and the University of Melbourne are using a genetic engineering process to strengthen the quoll's natural resistance. Dr. Stephen Frankenberg is leading the Northern Quoll Cane Toad Toxin Resistance Project at the University of Melbourne. He's our guest. Welcome.
Good morning.
Tell us about the gene editing techniques that are being developed and how it works for the northern quoll.
So it's a fairly simple technique, this one we're using. It's a very tiny edit that we're doing to a gene which exists in all animals, in fact. And animals that have co-evolved with toads in South America, where toads are from originally, have this modification that makes them resistant. And so the idea is that if we make that same tiny little tweak to this gene in the northern quoll, then we can make it resistant too. And this is a change that would probably occur over thousands of years eventually, just by naturally evolving. But the quolls don't really have that time because they would probably go extinct before then. So we're kind of giving a bit of a boost, a head start in the evolution.
How close to extinction is the northern quoll?
Well, the numbers are dwindling quite rapidly. I guess that depends on how many resources are thrown at sort of conservation programs and that sort of thing. So it's hard to say how long they would necessarily have. And the problem with as species start to dwindle in numbers, they start to lose genetic diversity and they become inbred, and that can sort of accelerate the process. So, it might be only decades that they would have remaining.
And do you expect to see quoll numbers one day bounce back to where they were?
Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, this could be what makes the difference, really. If they have genetic resistance to eating toads, then it may be just enough genetic resistance that once they eat a toad for the first time, they feel a bit sick, but importantly, they don't die, and then they avoid eating them. Best case scenario, of course, is that they can actually, include toads as part of their diet, and that would have an impact on the toad population as well.
How new is this genetic technique? Has it been used before?
As a technique, it's a method that is sort of quite widely used for lots of purposes, especially sort of clinical kind of gene editing purposes. But the application to conservation biology is kind of quite new. It's not a lot of sort of applications have been really sort of tested, and certainly not in the wild yet. So that's where the real sort of advance, really breakthrough, is in this work.
And could there be other side effects from genetic engineering like this? How do you know it won't have other impacts on
the quoll? In the quoll, yes, because it's such a benign change. It's really only just a couple of bases in the DNA sequence, it's well within the range of changes that occur by natural evolution. So it would be incredibly unlikely that it would have any sort of serious impact. And of course, it would go through, by the time we get to the point of actually producing quolls, with resistance, there would be an awful lot of tests and checks and things to make sure that there are no detrimental impacts, but it certainly wouldn't be anticipated.
What about other species also threatened by the cane toad, like I'm thinking snakes, birds? Could this technique work for them?
Exactly. It certainly could. There are a lot of many more reptile species rather than mammals that are threatened because of the cane toad. It's going to be more difficult to apply these sort of techniques in reptiles just because the methods are not so well developed for reptiles. They're not so much standard laboratory kind of animals. But for sure, in the long term, if we can sort of demonstrate that this is useful for the northern quoll, then reptiles absolutely would be, next on the list.
Such interesting work. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Dr. Stephen Frankenberg from the University of Melbourne. And they're working, with the US too, scientists in Australia and the US, using this new technique in gene editing to try and rescue the northern quoll from near extinction. They're not extinct yet, but there has been a dwindling of that population.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.